Welcome to the B-List, your weekly roundup of celebrity mess and pop culture. This week, the Grammys, M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, and the upcoming Super Bowl. The Grammys happened last night, and there's a lot to digest. Some notable winners include Lizzo, who won her fourth Grammy for Record of the Year with her retro-inspired single, About Damn Time. Adele won her 16th Grammy for Easy on Me, and Kendrick Lamar won Best Rap Album for Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. In his speech, he described it as the first album where he found, quote, perfection. Kim Petras became the first trans woman to win a Grammy for Unholy with Sam Smith, and Beyoncé won in electronic and R&B categories, becoming the most decorated artist of all time at the Grammys. But the Grammys are often more notable for who didn't win than who did. Oddsmakers, critics, and pop music lovers on Twitter and TikTok are reeling over Beyoncé's latest snub for Best Album of the Year. From her self-titled Beyoncé album in 2014 to Lemonade in 2016 and now Renaissance, Beyoncé has made some of the most important and ambitious music of her career over the last 10 years. With Renaissance, she explored styles ranging from disco, house, and R&B to create a record that was both nostalgic and cathartic. But she ultimately lost the biggest prize to Harry Styles' smash indie pop record, Harry's House. It recalled 2017 when she lost to Adele's 25, and Adele was practically begging Beyoncé up to the stage to take the award from her. She's won more than anyone, but never the top prize. She showed up late to this year's Grammys. It wouldn't be surprising if next time she didn't show up at all. Beyoncé wasn't the only artist considered to have been snubbed. Although he won in the Best Musica Urbana category, Bad Bunny was still denied all of the bigger prizes he was nominated for his album Un Verano Sin Ti. It's widely considered to be his best project, capturing the turbulence of a summer by spanning reggaeton and tango to electronic and indie pop. It was also the most streamed album of 2022 on Spotify, with smashes like Me Porto Bonito and Titi Me Preguntó accumulating over a billion streams. There were good moments, though. Lizzo's orange floral getup created some buzz on the red carpet, Stevie Wonder and Smokey Robinson performed together, and Viola Davis became an EGOT for winning in the audiobooks category for a memoir called Finding Me. This means she's now won an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. In movie news, M. Night Shyamalan was at the top of the box office this weekend, dethroning Avatar 2 with his horror thriller called Knock at the Cabin. It earned about $14.2 million in weekend sales, beating out the sports comedy called 80 for Brady. And it did this with a much lower profile cast that includes Rupert Grint, who played Ronald Weasley in the Harry Potter franchise. Although it isn't likely to come close to the cultural power achieved by Shyamalan's 1999 smash, The Sixth Sense, it's giving him some of his best success in recent years. And finally, in sports news, Super Bowl 57 is coming up this Sunday. It'll be held on the State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, where the Cardinals play. Rihanna will be performing the halftime show, and this will be Rihanna's first performance since the 2018 Grammys. 2022 has signaled Rihanna's tentative return to music, as she also released the single Lift Me Up for the recent Black Panther movie. It had been 6 years since we'd seen any music from her, as her latest release was her studio album, Anti, from 2016. It's unclear what her plans will be following the halftime performance. And also, the Kansas City Chiefs will be playing the Philadelphia Eagles. Both teams are recent Super Bowl winners, with the Chiefs winning in 2021 and the Eagles in 2018. It'll see the two quarterbacks Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts facing off in what should be a tight game. That's all for the B-List this week. Check in next Monday to hear about what happens this week in pop culture. For WNUR News, I'm Paul O'Connor.